USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas is a big winner in the 2020 census results, which are out today.
Six states will gain seats in the House of Representatives. Texas will gain two seats, and Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain one seat.
The Census Bureau's acting director, Ron Jarman, saying seven states will lose seats in Congress. That includes California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. The White House is previewing President Biden's speech for Wednesday's joint address to Congress.
The president has been working over the last couple of days, as he will be over the next two, on his speech. He's deeply involved in the development of his speech.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters Biden will lay out the details of the American Families Plan and will also mention a range of priorities in the coming months. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Intellectual property is one of the most valuable asset classes on the planet, but has historically been difficult to transact. In a move to make it easier to monetize intellectual property, IP, IBM and IPWE announced plans to mint non-fungible tokens, NFTs, representing patents. This is the world's first blockchain-based patent registry, using developed tools such as smart pooling, natural language processing-based summaries of patents, and advanced portfolio analytics, all using IBM technology. The tokenization of IP will help position patents to be more easily sold, traded, commercialized, or otherwise monetized to bring new liquidity to this asset class for investors and innovators. Sean Managarajan, IBM GBS client partner.
The use of NFTs to represent patents will help create completely new ways to interact with IP. This can benefit not only large enterprises that have significant intellectual property, but it will bring new opportunities to small and medium enterprises and even individual IP owners.
Visit IBM.com/blockchain.
The Supreme Court is once again taking up a Second Amendment issue.
The Supreme Court agreed on Monday to hear an appeal to extend gun rights in the United States in a New York case over the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Paul Clement, representing challengers to New York's permit law, said the court should use the case to settle the issue once and for all. The justices reported Monday that they will review a lower court ruling that upheld New York's restrictive gun permit law. The case will probably be argued in the fall. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted the risk for COVID infection in an outdoor setting is minuscule, especially now that 30% of the population has been fully vaccinated. Fauci saying he thinks the Centers for Disease Control will likely update COVID-19 guidelines on using face masks in outdoor settings. President Biden expected to deliver remarks on the COVID-19 response tomorrow at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC says at least 138 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The proof, a 4x3-inch paper vaccination record card issued by the CDC. First thing experts recommend you should do once you've been vaccinated is take a digital photograph of both sides of your personal record card. The one thing you should not do is post a picture of your card on social media. That's according to Nanette Day, assistant special agent at HHS, and she says the vaccine lot numbers are key to your card.
Those lot numbers are used to legitimize a fake card.
They also telling NBC's Today Show scammers are on the lookout as well for vaccine cards online.
Well, we've already seen it be used to target people for surveys. They already know the type of vaccine you got and potentially where you received it or what date you received it on. It will lend an air of legitimacy to the fraudulent request, which makes it more likely that you're going to fall for it and take the survey and potentially provide your personal information to a fraudster.
A federal judge dismissed a Connecticut lawsuit that would have barred transgender athletes from competing against girls in high school sports. The federal judge saying that since the two transgender student athletes identified in the lawsuit had already graduated, the issue was moot and the case was not justiciable at this time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.